The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good.
All the time. God is good.
We thank the Lord for yet another moment before Him. Once again, we are welcome to continuation of our 100-day prayer marathon. The Lord is marking us. Today I was praying this morning when the Lord spoke certain words to me. That no power can destroy what God has accomplished. And no power can destroy what heaven has approved. It means that God has already accomplished what we are praying about. Amen.
Amen.
And so let's put ourselves together and finish hard. Or you know, this may be the last year that we are doing this 100-day prayer marathon. We don't know the other programs that the Holy Spirit will inspire. We have a responsibility to the Word of God. Anytime God makes a promise, anytime the word of prophecy comes, you and I have a role to play. The one to whom the prophecy is made has a role to play. The one to whom the promise is made has a role to play. Ours is to find out from the Lord what we need to do to live what He has said. That is our main responsibility. That whatever God has spoken, whatever God has promised, ours is to find out from God the role that we need to play for that thing to happen. That is our responsibility as children of God. When we fail to do that, then we will portray God as a liar. And heaven will not be happy when we portray God as a liar. So once again, we have come to continue with our prayer. Today is the third day of October 2023. Tonight we are praying effectual fervent prayer for October to leave. We are praying effectual fervent prayer for October to leave. That's our team. We want to read in King James, James chapter 5 verse 16. James chapter 5 verse 16. James, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. Effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let's continue verse 17. Elias, that's Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth a fruit. Amen.
Amen.
Again, Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. That one we can take it in NIV.
Okay.
But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Amen.
Amen.
Again, in John chapter 1 verse 14, we saw that the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Amen.
When you read Romans chapter 4 verse 17,
Romans 4:17.
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. And calls into being things that were not. I like that motion. God calls into being things that were not. He calls into being things that were not. King James says that he called things that are not as though they were. And calls those things which be not as though they were.
I say no more than Afrebae.
This should be the believer's attitude and language. Because everything that you wish and desire for already exists. It exists in the form of a word. It exists in the spiritual realm. It exists to be called into being. And who is to call it into being? You are to call it into being. Your healing already exists. Your deliverance already exists. Your fulfillment is already exists. Your expectation already exists. It does not only exist, it has been paid for. It has been fully paid for. For you to enjoy it. For you to become it. Amen.
Amen.
And so, if you are there,
it is a war.
And then you think that
now again, say,
the will of God should be done. You'll be cheating yourself. What is the will of God? The will of God is that
it
will be with you here on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God is for you and I to live a heavenly life on earth. That is the will of God. Is any sickness in heaven? No. Is any poverty in heaven? No. Do things that are not in heaven should not be with you here on earth. But those things are here with us because we are living in a fallen world. And two, because we are living in the flesh. I don't know. I pray that you are recording this thing to go and listen, and because this is Christianity, like Pastor Musa said, the things you are receiving from this altar, if you don't make it in life, if you don't make it to heaven, then maybe you are like how Judas Iscariot was described. What term was used for him? A child of perdition, perdition, perdition.
Now, Seneca, Judas Iscariot,
because the things the Holy Spirit is teaching us from this altar. Today we went to these two pastors meeting and I got to know a lot of pastors who follow my programs. And as you were speaking and you said this, as you were speaking and you said this. Because I've been telling pastors that your work is not complete until your members are able to apply your message. And they can only apply your message by understanding your message.
Now,
they can only understand by the way you present it. So anyone who stands before people of God and you are talking, don't just think that you are just talking. Your aim should be that those who are listening to you are understanding what you are saying, and that they will be able to leave what you are saying. That is when you have finished. I used to tell my former church a brother who used to give prophecies. Unfortunately, he is dead now. When he is giving prophecy, it is warfare. The way he will dramatize. And even when he begins to give the prophecy, it is as if he is angry with everybody. Those who are standing around him, sometimes he hits them. So one time I was telling him that, you see, if you don't take care, very soon the moment you start giving prophecy, people start going out. Then it means that at the end of the day, you haven't been a blessing.
Why
you are giving prophecy for people to understand and apply. So you take your time, you remove emotions. And just give the word. Let the Holy Spirit speak through you. For even a child to understand. Education is very good. Look, we need to study. When you go to PAD class, you are taught how to make something complex very simple. That makes you a PAD student. A PAD person can explain something complex to a class 5-year-old, a 5-year-old child. The child will understand. That is a PhD.
When you be a okunini abodi egrani.
That is why Professor Buzia was noted to be one of the best educationists of Africa.
Dr. Nibusia.
Dr. K. Buzia. How are you pronouncing it? Have you heard it before?
Yes.
Who is Buzia?
No, is it not our Buzia that we know?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But you are interpreting as if you haven't heard Buzia before. So you see, any time God speaks, you see, that is why the Bible, I thank God for English language. English language is the simplest language in the whole world. It's like the tree language. Or the tree dialect. You know, all the dialects, Chui is the simplest. Anglo is not simple at all. Me myself, as I stand here, some of the Anglo, when they are speaking, I have to straight, I mean, what they are saying. Only Ebedome Ebe, that one is a little simple. But
Anglo,
Botoku, the other Ebe. You see? So you read the Bible as it is. With the help of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit explains to you. You understand and you apply. All the messages you are hearing, they are not to be your head alone. They are to be applicable. You are supposed to leave them. So these prayers we are praying, we are praying to leave the prayers. And as we are leaving the prayers, the prayers begin to produce results. You don't just pray with your mouth and then you are going to sleep. We are praying to live what we are praying. Because I have prayed that my October to live, I am careful what I am doing in my October. I am conscious of my living the October. I ask God questions. How do I live in my October? What do I need to do? Some questions to ask October to live. Am I not living? You and I, are we dead? We are alive. So when we say October to live, what do we mean? Do you know that we are alive universally? Everybody who is alive today, is by universal grace. God has just given you grace to live. But there is a kind of life that people are not living. We are not called to live universally alone. We are living normally and naturally. And universally. This kind of life applies to animals and to everybody. Daybreak and nightfall. Is that not it?
Yes,
as it is 7:07 p.m. here. It is 7:07 a.m. in Australia. Australia, they are already in Wednesday. Because these days I've been communicating with somebody in Australia a lot. This Australian girl who will not give me peace of mind. A little problem, little this thing. He calls me, Della.
Della.
Are you there?
Oh,
let me tell you, Della.
Della, my main kind to know.
He was calling one of our chief.
Now, friend, I'm paying for number.
And I told Festus.
Now, me catch him, Festus.
And Festus will not listen to me.
Now, Festus is there, oh, and hear me.
I say, hey, he's a chief.
I say, hey, are you a himio?
We don't just call Festo like that.
Yeah, friend Festo, sir, keke.
Say, Nana.
I say, Nana.
So, Nana? You mean Nana?
Nana.
Is it not Festos?
I am Festos, Nana.
I say, ah, you this girl cry.
I say, what's happening, my girl?
So, you see?
It is out here.
But do you know?
Answering.
What kind of life do we want to live in October? We need to live God's promises to us. We need to live God's prophecies to us. We need to live God's rhema word to us. We need to live our dreams. We need to live our expectations. We need to live our testimonies. We need to live every word God has spoken to us. We need to live anything God has promised us. Amen.
Amen.
And one of the ways to live these things is through prayer. Through earnest prayer. Earnest and fervent prayer. That earnest prayer simply means praying passionately. With your heart and your attention involved. Knowing that you are praying to the living God who listens to prayer and answers prayer. You don't pray with your mind off. You pray with your mindset on what you are praying. And because you are talking to the living God, you are also listening to the Holy Spirit. What he is telling you to do. How he is answering you. That is prayer. Prayer is not just to come and open your mouth, when your mouth is speaking, your mind is at Malata. Your mind is at Shalaja. Your mind is at Botiano. Your mind is wondering where you are crossing some street, where you are crossing some river, like when you are praying, then you are behaving like the late Professor Ifa Ajiman.
Why didn't I maybe I saw you I see. Oh, yeah, want to say, Papa, be a way in the baby.
He told us a story that in class, he used to sit at the back. When the teacher is teaching, at the point, he will start laughing.
No, if he has
then the teacher will control the teach.
Then
the teacher is inspired. The teacher is thinking that he is enjoying the lesson.
Not knowing
at that time, his mind is on the village when they were chasing a rat. He has remembered how they were falling down, chasing the rat, and then they were able to catch the rat. So his mind is not there at all.
Yes,
Don't do that in the church when you are praying. Don't let your mind wander. Because you are talking to a living God. Who is also talking back to you. That's why you realize that. When we are praying, sometimes I will start writing. Do you know that sometimes the tongue you are speaking, the Holy Spirit gives you interpretation to understand the tongue you are speaking. You begin to write it. What you spoke in tongues, you write it in English. That means that is what it is before God. Today when I woke up around 4 o'clock and I was speaking in tongues, after speaking in tongues for about 1 hour, then I heard myself saying, no power can destroy what God has accomplished. No power can destroy what heaven has approved. Do you know what it means? It means everything I was praying, God has accomplished it. Heaven has approved it. So I can begin to celebrate. I can begin to thank God. Because the Spirit knows the mind of God. And as the Spirit is praying through me, the Spirit has also given me interpretation of what I'm praying. That's why we encourage each other to speak in tongues. You are going for an interview, you speak in tongues. Speak in tongues and be quiet. Understanding will start coming. It is not your mind. It is the interpretation of what you have prayed. And that should tell you how God is responding to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Jacob prayed fervently. Or let's say Jacob wrestled fervently with the angel of the Lord. In Genesis 32:24-34. Jacob rested earnestly and fervently. And held unto the Lord. Bless me.
Shira me.
If you don't bless me, I will not let you go. And then in Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 11, Peter was kept in prison. Verse 5 says, Peter was kept in prison. But the church prayed earnestly. And you saw what that passionate or earnest prayer produced.
The
breaker angel entered into the prison and brought out Peter. Tonight we are continuing to pray. We are praying ourselves out and praying ourselves into. And like I said, whilst we pray, we should listen to the Holy Spirit and act according
Na yeni sujuma senior or kachere biya.
Remember that.
Kai so say.
The restoration angel is around.
So isa nemo oba funusu oho.
And then the altar is being reinforced. The altar has also been refurbished. It has been renovated in the realms of the spirit. When
we
were coming to church, then the Holy Spirit was telling me,
it's
now an altar of immediate fulfillment.
It's
now an altar of acceleration. The Lord was telling me that things are going to happen quick. And very fast. That's why tonight, if possible, we want to connect to the altar. Because it is a reinforced altar. It is a refurbished altar. And I just told you the understanding I was having on the way to church. That is an altar of quick fulfillment,
manifestation,
say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this revelation. I thank you for this insight. Lord, thank you.
Yadirima Cabrandoro Baba, Rakabale Brecatele Bazandaya, Yapapaya Balababa, Mapuria Baderebesiataya, Rakabale Brecatele Bazandaya, Yapapaya Brandarababa, Yadirima Cabrandarababa, Yakatalabasaya Baba, Leroyoto Yadirimasaya, Yepepea Calabasaya, Rakabale Brecatele, Yadirima Cabrandoro Baba, Makaya Brandar.
Gloria Cabra de Ribacabra, 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 Gloria Cabra de In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm just hearing the heavenly choir singing this song. I don't understand why this song is coming at this time, and I wanted to sing with the heavenly choir.
Mano fafa mega wasi, oh mano fafa mega wasi, oh mano fafa mitibe.
Oh,
What you desire, begin to see yourself in it. He said, He has ushered you into it. He said, He has ushered you into it. If it is healing, begin to see yourself as healed. Begin to see yourself married. Begin to see yourself pregnant. Begin to see yourself in that position. As we are going to sing this song again, the Lord is saying, He has already ushered us. 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 The Lord is saying, He has taken away your disgrace. He has taken away your shame. He has taken away your pain. The Lord is saying, He has given you a fresh start. A fresh start. A fresh start. A new beginning. A new beginning. A new beginning. A new beginning. A fresh start. The Lord is saying, begin to see yourself living in the now. Living in your now. that now is your time. The Lord is saying, you have been dreaming of becoming a chief executive. The Lord is saying, you are a chief executive now. You are a chief executive. That contract has come. That contract has come. That business has landed. The Lord is saying, like Mary, you may ask, how will this be? It is not for you to know how it will be. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. I can hear the Lord saying, remember when my servant cast the prayer shawl on you to impact you at the crossover. I have decorated my people. 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 We want to sing that song again. The choir is still singing. The heavenly choir, and they are rejoicing. Oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
From now to December, before 31st, you will give a testimony you have never given in life. You will give a testimony you have never given. A testimony you have never given. A testimony you have never given. A testimony you have never. You have never. You have never. The Lord is saying, you are there. You are there already. You are there. He says you are there. You are inside there. You are inside. You are inside your dream. You are inside your testimony. The Lord is saying, all the prayers and the declaration you have been making, they are already manifesting. You are already inside them. You are already inside them. Begin to see yourself married. Begin to see yourself carrying pregnancy. For the one who is looking for pregnancy, begin to see yourself doing business. Begin to see yourself promoted. Begin to see yourself advancing. Begin to see yourself engaged. Begin to see yourself healed. Begin to see yourself restored. Begin to see yourself married. Begin to see yourself increasing. Begin to see yourself healthy. Oh, yaba, 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 yaba.
Ministry,
Lord has already ushered us into it. You are inside that position already. No power can do anything about it. You are what you desire, you want to be. From now you are. It is not now you are going to be. The Lord said He has made you. He has already made you. He has already positioned you. Thank God for making you. Just say, Lord, I thank you for making me. I thank you for ushering me into it. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. We 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 thank you for making us. Thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord for taking over that issue. Thank the Lord for solving that problem. Thank the Lord for solving that problem. Thank the Lord for taking over that issue. Thank the Lord for healing you. Thank the Lord for manifesting you. Thank the Lord for restoring you. Just thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. 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 We exalt your name. We exalt your name. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. If you want to marry, thank the Lord that you are married. If you want pregnancy, thank the Lord that you are getting pregnant. If you want a job, thank the Lord that He has given you a job. If you want a contract, thank the Lord that He has given you a contract. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for your expectation.
Glory to God. Yes,
thank you for healing. Thank you for taking away the sickness. Thank you for taking away the disease. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for the new altar. Thank you for the restoring angel. Thank you for acceleration. Thank you for speed.
We thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. Father, we glorify your name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the changing position, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the promotion. We thank you, Lord, for the prosperity. We thank you, Lord, for the reset, O Lord. Father, we thank you for your favor. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are already, O God, in our promotion. We are already in our prosperity. We are already in it, O Lord. Father, we are already in it, O Lord. Lord, we are ready in it, O Lord. We are thanking you, Lord, for launching us into it, O Lord, into our celebration. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Elohim, we thank you.
I can hear the Lord say, I have bypassed everyone and done my own thing.
Amen.
I have set aside. Do you know the understanding I'm having? The Lord said, people who thought that without them, you can't make it. God said, he has set them aside.
Amen.
People who thought they are just waiting for you to come and beg them. Then they will tell you something. They are just waiting to see how you will make it. How it will happen. The Lord says, he has stepped them aside.
Amen.
And he has done his own thing. 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 What a mighty night. The Lord is saying, take note of tonight.
Amen.
Set your eyes on tonight. Because tonight is the beginning of all beginnings.
It's
the beginning of beginnings. 3rd October 2023 is a night of beginnings. The beginning of all beginnings. The beginning of a new thing. The beginning of a new era. The beginning of all the promises that you have prayed. All the prophecies that you have prayed. All the expectations you have released. Abba Yamarata
Kabayata.
The Lord is asking, have you seen anything like that? Have you seen anything like this before? Ile Papa Rakata.
Makarabosiata.
Ile Papa Rakata.
Libro Kotorobose.
Le Papa Rakata Kabaya.
Kaya Brande.
Le Papa Rakata
Kabaya Brandara Baba.
Look.
Libro Koto.
People are coming to confess to you.
Bibaba Prema Kachrao.
Who are coming to tell you, come and take over my property.
Amen.
People are saying, I can't hold this again.
Amen.
I have been struggling with this.
Amen.
I can no longer hold it.
Amen.
It is yours. Take it, 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 Ila Papa Rakata Kabaya Kata Kabaya. Ila Papa, I am standing somewhere in the realms of the spirit. And the Lord is showing me a group of people. They look like witches. And they are saying, we can't handle it again. We can't handle it again. We can't handle it again. We can't hold it again. We can't hold it again. We can't hold it again. And they are shaking. And they have scattered. They are rolling, 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 rolling. They are rolling, rolling, rolling. They are rolling, rolling, rolling. Shapakata kaba, zipakata kaba ya, abakata kaba, anaba. Let Madam Gloria, please come. Father, we thank you. 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 I usher your daughter into international doors.
Jesus.
Into global doors.
Jesus.
Global doors.
Jesus.
Global doors.
Jesus.
No power can stop it.
Jesus.
No power can stop.
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 Jesus.
People are outside.
Karabasai.
Outside contracts. Outside jobs. They won't know why they are calling you. It is the Lord.
Yes, O Lord.
It is the Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, Rabashakata Kabaya. There are global doors that are opening. International doors are opening for people right. International doors are opening right now. I see people just entering and I see people at various airports. I see people wearing winter clothes. I see, oh my God. The Lord is saying to somebody here, one of these days, you are going to be embarrassed. Because somebody is driving, he's going to just stop his car because he has spotted you. And he's saying, that is a lady, that's a lady, that's a lady, that is you, 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 you. That is a guy, that is a guy.
Oh,
special anointing has come into the house. Father, we thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Every everyone having headache, the headache is gone.
Amen.
That headache will never return
Jesus
again.
Jesus name.
The Lord is saying to that stubborn child, that difficult child, the Lord is saying, from today, that child has changed. That child has changed. That child has changed. The Lord is saying, from today, you will call that child that bad name again. Because that child will not behave like that again.
Oh,
Jesus. Father, we thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Father, we bless your name.
We give you praise, O God.
Anyone who wants to connect to the altar can come and connect to the altar. We are closing right now. We are living here right now. This is how far the Lord has brought us. The Lord said we should connect to the altar. Because it's a reinforcement altar. It's a refurbished altar. By the restoration angel. By the restoration angel. The restoration angel. It's in the house. It's in the house. It's in the house. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata. Ila papa italebe kereba shandaraba. The Lord is saying, change your language from today. Change your language from today. Because what you are not, you are. What you desire, you are. What you have prayed for, you are. What you are trusting God, you are. So begin to declare, I am. I am. I am. I am. I am. My child is like this. My marriage is like this. My husband is like this. My business is like this. My work is like this. My finances are like this. Oh, shalaba andi ilebo rabasha. Now I understand what God said to me this morning. After speaking in tongues for 1 hour, then I heard. No power can destroy what God has accomplished. No power can destroy what the heavens has approved. God has accomplished something in your life. That lady in yellow, please come. That lady in yellow, come. God has, everybody here, God has accomplished. Say God has accomplished it. Say God has accomplished it. Say heaven has approved it. Father, you have accomplished it in her life.
Jesus name.
You have accomplished it in her life.
Amen.
Her tears in secret are no longer tears in secret.
Amen.
They are tears of joy.
Amen.
They are tears of restoration.
Amen.
They are tears of fulfillment.
Amen.
For you have accomplished it.
Yes, Lord.
It is accomplished in your life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Roku to kabayanda. Ile baba rakata.
Le
broku to kabarakata. Ile baba rakata kabayakata kabaya.
Ya baba le.
In Jesus mighty name.
Amen.
Let this atmosphere remain with you.
Amen.
As you sleep and wake up,
Jesus,
there is a fragrant smell here.
A
sweet smelling fragrance. And I can hear the Lord saying, I have sent my angel. My angel of favor. My angel of favor. Everyone here is smelling with favor. 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 You no longer struggle in your strength. Because favor has made it to work for you. Favor is working for you. Favor is an angel. Grace is an angel. Goodness and mercy are angels. They are working for you now. 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 There is no longer stress in the house. There is no longer pain. There is no longer anxiety. There is no longer fear. Father, we thank you for how far you've brought us.
Jesus.
Unto you be all the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us.
Jesus.
Help us to maintain a clean heart.
Jesus.
To maintain a pure heart before you.
Yes, O Lord.
Help us to walk in righteousness and holiness. Father, let the Father's visit tonight become so tangible.
Amen.
The Lord is saying that those of you who are here and those who are following online, as you leave this place, people will begin to see you differently. People will begin to see you differently. The Lord is saying, remember this, that from now, it is no longer by your effort. It is by favor. The angel of favor. The angel of restoration is the one at work now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There are a lot of contracts, a lot of open doors, a lot of traveling, a lot of marriages, a lot of pregnancies, a lot of celebrations.
Yes.
A lot of healings.
I understand so, baby.
Father, we thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Father, we celebrate you.
Jesus.
The name of God the Father.
Amen.
The name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Please be seated.
What I want to say.
You know something? I don't do this.
I see only maybe on yet on time here way.
But the Holy Spirit just wanted me to see this. Somebody here had just sent a message on WhatsApp. I am just seeing it right now.
See,
as the song was going on, I heard this. I will do it for my glory. Just position your heart to receive. It is not about your sacrifices alone, but your heart condition. You heard the declaration I was making? That God should give us a pure heart. I haven't read this. Please, your heart.
Wakuma.
Make sure you maintain
a
pure heart with God. Leave people alone. Leave offenses alone. I beg you. Leave as though no one has offended you. The things God is telling me, I have few things to say to you again. And I'm going to take a long rest. That long rest. I am not going to die.
Yes,
but I am not going to be worried.
Because
God has shown me what your problems are. The devil is going to raise counterfeit voices in your ears. As you live here right now, somebody is going to call you and tell you what somebody has said about you. Then, bah! Everything you have received here is gone. Because you are going to react. They are in our midst. Look, what has happened here right now? Immediately, you, even some of you, check your phone. Somebody has sent you a message. If you are not smart, to know that is the devil stealing what you have received from you. By creating that situation for you to react. Lord, help us. Lord, help us.
Amen.
Lord, help us.
Amen.
Lord, help us.
Amen.
God willing, tomorrow,
we are
meeting at
Global.
Tomorrow to Friday.
And
Sunday, there is going to be a special service visitation here.
I
also want to announce to you that our sister Carol sent us 520,000 CFA francs. 520,000 CFA francs. For her Isaac sacrifice. And that is equivalent to 8,760.25 Ghana cedis. 8,760.25. I just went to Western Union to receive it. So the project finance committee, wait for me, is in my car. Immediately we close, I want to hand it over.
He
shouldn't stay with me till tomorrow morning. Otherwise, what will happen to it? When I come and explain to you, you just say, oh, pastor, we understand. So I don't want it to stay with me till tomorrow morning. So project
finished.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we rise?
My sorry.
May these blessings be tangible.
Amen.
Be tangible.
Amen.
The Lord said, tell them again. They should be conscious of what they want to be, that they are already that. Tell them to be conscious of what they want to be because they are already that. They are already handling that thing. They are already that person. I have already made them. And nothing can change it. They should watch their mouth. They should watch their actions. They should watch their attitude. They should take their mind off their past. And begin to live in the new and in the now. My spirit will help them. 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 I just heard, take an offering for me.
I see they are for him, mommy.
My God, what does that mean? Bring the offering book.
I see
take an offering for me.
I see they are for him, mommy.
I thought today, God, please, I'm obeying you. Father, look, tonight is a special night. The Lord is saying, thank you, Lord. I have wiped away all your debts. You will no longer owe. I don't know what that means for somebody. Take that offering and say, Lord, I obey by faith. This is your offering. Come and drop it if you have it. Father, we have just obeyed you.
Yes, Lord.
You said you have wiped away our debts.
Jesus.
There are no debt again in the house.
Amen.
No debt again in our lives.
Amen.
Lord, your ways are so wonderful.
Jesus.
We never knew tonight is going to be like this.
Oh, Jesus.
A different way you have led us.
Oh, Jesus.
Unto you be the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. As you are saying, even if we are not giving the testimonies, people will begin to see us from today as a testimony.
Amen.
Because of the things they will see happening in our lives.
Amen.
Even when we haven't said it with our mouths, they will see it on us.
Amen.
They will smell it on us.
Amen.
And they will know that the Lord is working.
Yes, the Lord.
Thank you Father, for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.